这部电影啊，应该叫《活着》。
This movie should be called Living。
我昨儿一个人包场看完了这部电影。
Yesterday, I rented a movie theater and watched the movie alone.
我发现他呀，根本不是谍战片。
I found that he was not a spying movie at all.
不是风声，也。
He is not a voice.
也不是潜伏，他。
Not lurking.
真正的名字，应。
His real name.
应该叫活着。这故事的底子啊，是。
This should be called a foundation of the story Living.
一部跨越了40年的平民故事。
This is a story that spans 40 years told by ordinary people.
从1949年到1988年，北京的一个胡同院里啊。
From the quarter of a hutong in Beijing from 1949 to 1988.
派出所所长叫肖大力，盯了这个小学教员冯宁波一辈子，整部戏里啊没有悬疑。
The police station director Zairo Darlai has been watching the elementary school teacher Feng Yingbo for a lifetime. There is no suspense in the whole play.
没有枪战。
No gunfight.
只有两个男人在同一个屋檐下的日子。
Two men living under the same roof.
而这些日子的背景就是很多。
And the background of these days is many.
至今无法直面。
Still unable to face.
甚至无法言说的。
Even speechless.
过去的那个时代。
The past era.
这部电影呢，它不是类型片。
This movie is not a genre film.
如果硬要类比啊。
If I had to compare it to something,
它有点像《中国大亨正传》。
It's a bit like the Chinese version of The Great Gatsby.
或者呢，叫15版的《活着》。
Or as some call it, Living with Mistakes.
张艺谋导演的《活着》到今天也不能公映。冯小刚导演的《聪明之处》。
Feng Yimou's Alive Until Today cannot be released, and Feng Zhairogang's The Genius is not released.
或者叫鸡贼的地方啊。
Or the awkward places.
就是想方设法的让这电影得活着。
Just find ways to keep this movie alive.
看这部电影最大的感受，觉得就是走钢丝。作为初代的贺岁片的大导演啊，
The biggest feeling I get from watching this movie is that it's a groundbreaking work. I am major director in the field of New Year's films.
冯小刚太清楚今天的红线在哪儿了。
Does Feng Zhengqing know where the red line is today?
他把所有想说的话。
He said all the things he wanted to say.
想叹的气。
Things to sigh about.
想表达的全部揉到了电影的细节里。
All the emotions and feelings are expressed in the details of the movie.
这种藏呢，既精巧又沉重，太克制。
This robe is both intricate and heavy, perfectly suited for the occasion.
年轻观众看不懂，太直白，电影啊。
Some audiences don't understand the overly direct movies.
根本就活不下来。
Can't survive.
放到这次的选择是把雷啊藏在棉花里。
The choice is to put the rat in cotton.
哪个说多了都能炸死这部电影。
Every line in this movie could kill you.
懂的人啊。
Hey, you guys who understand.
看一眼就知道他想说啥。
Just by looking at him, you can tell what he wants to say.
在那个时间点发生了什么
？What happened at that time？
不懂的人啊
，Those who don't understand，
就觉得这是一本流水账，这种痕迹。
I thought it was just a piece of trash with no real substance。
在这个细节里太密了。
This is too detailed。
密到有阅历的观众啊
，Experienced viewers。
几乎能在每一场戏的留白里摸到导演藏在克制背后的那点不甘心。
You can almost feel the director's frustration in every scene, hidden behind the restraint.
这个啊，就是
Oh dear.
就是抓特务最
Catch spies.
尴尬的地方。
The most embarrassing place.
能读懂这部电影的明暗交界线的观众，是那批经历过那个时代的人。
Those who can understand the film's ambiguous lines are those who have experienced that era.
可这批人最年轻的都得60往上了。
But the youngest of these people have all been lost.
他们恰恰是最不容易。
They are the ones who are most difficult.
走电影院最没有票房能力的一群人。
The most unbox-office-able group of people in the movie theater.
而年轻的一代从片名开始就生理不适。
And the younger generation has been experiencing physical discomfort since the title.
然后再赶上韩红首映礼上的那一句。
Then, to add to the excitement, there's the famous line from Han Hong's premiere.
无心的话。
No harp words.
得，电影还没看，印象先崩了。
I've already been disappointed by the movie.
这个项目冯小刚和王朔是93年就买下了版权。
In 1993, Feng Xiaorang and Wang Zhao bought the copyright.
误了整整33年。
Missed for a whole 33 years.
从当年设想的葛优、陈道明熬到了如今的胡歌和雷佳音。
From the actors I envisioned back then, like Ji Yu and Chen Daoming, to the current stars like Hu Ji and Lei Jiyuan.
一个导演愿意在68岁的时候去拍一部。
A director is willing to shoot a film at the age of 68.
明知道讨好不了当下市场的史诗文艺片。
Knowing that I can't appeal to the current market for epic literary films.
他的小心思。
His scheming.
我觉得能看懂的观众 get 到了。
I think the audience who can understand it will understand.
这是一部啊，被片名耽误了。
This is a great movie that has been ruined by its title.
用心良苦的好电影。
A well-intentioned movie.
关注老樊，安全经营。
Focus on Lao Fan's safe and sound business.